Pinna.
I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS. .com/thrive for 20% off your first order.
Want to play another game? Get your family and friends ready for this game show, Extra Blurt. Shouting out loud, encouraged.
Pinna.
It's time to play Extra Blurt with your hosts, Charlie and Aaliyah. Today's episode is The Pets We Get.
Do you hear that, Leo? Sounds like Aaliyah is coming to the studio with...
Tiny, sit.
Tiny? Aaliyah, your dog is huge.
She was tiny when I got her. Anyway, I can't wait for my puppy to meet your cat, Leo. Oh, he's so fluffy and soft. Who's a pretty kitty?
Whoa! Maybe bring your pet to work day wasn't such a good idea?
I mean, but we're such good friends. I thought our pets would be too. Okay, I'm gonna get the animals. You get the show started.
Okay, listeners, here's how our show works. We've got a bunch of games for you. Every time you hear this sound, talk back to us and play along. Give it a try with this riddle. I sound like a story, I'm found at an end, I'm part of a penny, a plane, and a friend. What am I?
Sit! Stay!
We'll tell you the answer at the end of the show. Gotcha, Leo!
This, that, or the other thing. Time to sort things out.
Ready, listeners? I'm gonna name some kinds of pets. When you hear this sound, guess if each one is a dog, cat, or bird. Guess quickly before Aaliyah tells you the answer. Ready? Dog, cat, or bird. Let's start with canary.
That's a bird.
Chihuahua.
Dog.
Persian.
Cat.
Dachshund.
Dog.
Maine Coon.
That's a big cat.
Great Dane.
A big dog.
Finch.
Bird.
Beagle.
Dog.
Cockatoo.
Bird.
Last one, Javanese.
It's a cat. Hey, Charlie, what kind of cat is Leo?
Oh, well, he's part snuggle bunny and part shoe pouncer. And you never know which part you're gonna get. Oh, looks like it's shoe pouncer today.
Fact or fake? What sounds true to you?
We're going to say things about pets, and you decide if they're fact or fake. Go ahead, Aaliyah.
Okay, Barry, a Saint Bernard who lived in the Alps in the 1800s, rescued over 40 people trapped in the snow. That's a fact. Barry is a national hero in Switzerland. He's the most famous of the Saint Bernards who lived in a treacherous mountain pass. These dogs had the ability to smell people under the snow.
Here's one. Cat mummies were discovered in ancient Egyptian tombs. Fact. Some ancient Egyptians wanted their loved pets to go to the afterlife. They even worshipped a cat goddess named Bast.
Okay, you know how there are so many pet accounts on Instagram? They're starting a new app called Instapet. I mean, it will have paw recognition software that lets cats and dogs like the posts. Okay, that's fake. I made that new app up. But it would be so cool, right? I mean, there really are some awesome Instapets, including ponies, chinchillas, hedgehogs, and raccoons. Cuteness overload.
Totally. Okay, last one. Hamsters can keep food in their cheeks, then eat it later. Fact. If a hamster isn't in a safe place to eat, she tucks the food into her cheeks, then runs to a safe place to eat it.
Where did you get that bagel, Charlie?
Oh, this? From my cheek. I was saving it there for later.
Gross.
Gross or efficient?
Five clues. Use the clues to name it.
See if you can guess what famous pet I am in five clues. Here's clue number one. You'll meet me in a cartoon. Number two. I like to play with the kids in the neighborhood. I'm even on their baseball team. Number three. My best friend is a bird. Number four. I sleep on top of my doghouse. And clue number five, I live with Charlie Brown.
I know you. You're Snoopy.
Yes. And did you know that Snoopy was almost named Sniffy? But his creator, Charles Schulz, learned that there was another comic strip dog with that same name.
Good grief.
Joke break.
Charlie, why did the girl take her dog to the railroad station?
I don't know. Why?
She wanted to train him.
The game of the name. Follow the rules to make a new name.
Hey, Aaliyah, is Tiny your only pet?
Oh, no. I also have Dr. Pickles, the hermit crab. Hey, listeners, let's figure out your next pet's name. First, choose a title like Mr., Ms., or Doctor. Then, add the last food you ate. Finish it with a kind of animal. If you have no pets, you get a goldfish. If you have one pet, you get a chinchilla. If you have two pets, you get a hermit crab. If you have three or more, you get pot-bellied pig. Well, listeners, what's your next pet?
My next pet will be Ms. Bagel the Chinchilla.
Oh, that's so cute!
Leo will love her.
22-second shout-out! Don't be slow to shout what you know.
We'll give you 22 seconds to shout out as many things as you can that fit this clue. Count as you go. Ready? Shout out animals that are not good pets. Ten seconds left. Time's up. How many did you get?
Charlie, what animal would you not like to have as a pet?
I wouldn't want a pet porcupine. Too pokey to put a leash on and take for a walk.
Ouch!
You?
Yeah, ouch. That's a good point. I think a pet rhinoceros would be a big problem. I couldn't get one upstairs to my apartment.
And your neighbors would be furious.
What in the word? Figure out what a word means.
Hey, Charlie, I'm worried that my neighbor has a clowder in her apartment.
What's a clowder?
It's a word that describes pets. Listeners, do you know what a clowder is? I'll give you a hint. You need more than two animals to have a clowder. Does that help?
Not really. Give me another hint.
Well, if Garfield, Sylvester, and Tom all got together, you could call them a clowder. Know it now?
I think I do. Tell me, what's a clowder?
A clowder is a group of adult cats.
Maybe you could bring some chowder to your neighbor's clowder.
Joke break.
What's a cat's favorite color?
What?
Purple.
Fast Find, a super speedy scavenger hunt.
You've got 10 seconds to find something around you that fits each of our three clues. Ready? Here's your first clue. Find something that rhymes with cat. Find something with four legs. Now find something soft you'd like to cuddle. What did you find?
That flat hat rhymes with cat.
Triple rhyme. Very well done.
Thank you very much. This chair has four legs. You thought I was going to say dog for that, didn't you?
Yeah, kinda. Go on.
Well, I was saving dog for the last one. I like to cuddle with Tiny. Oh, even though you're not exactly a lap dog.
Need a hand getting up?
Yeah, thanks. Oh.
Higher or lower? Which way should the number go?
All right, listeners, here's how this game works. We're each going to say facts that include a number, but we've changed the numbers. Guess if the correct number is higher or lower. Here we go.
Pet cats sleep about 10 hours a day. Higher or lower? Higher. Pet cats sleep an average of 16 hours a day. Big cats in the wild, like leopards and lions, sleep even longer.
All right, the oldest pet goldfish lived for 8 years. Higher or lower? Higher! The oldest pet goldfish lived to be 43 years old.
Wow. Okay, the smallest type of hamsters are about the size of your hand, about 6 inches long. Higher or lower? Lower. Roborovsky dwarf hamsters are the smallest type of hamster. Adults can be as little as 2 inches long, about the size of your pinky.
Here's one more. There are around 500 different breeds of dogs worldwide. Higher or lower? Lower. There are about 350 different breeds. That's still a whole lot of dogs to choose from.
What kind of dog is Tiny?
She's part Great Dane, part Newfoundland, part St. Bernard, part Mastiff, and part Wolfhound.
That's a lot of breeds.
I couldn't pick just one, so I picked one dog that's a mix of all my favorite breeds, all rolled up into one furry bundle of love. Good girl.
Would you rather? You gotta pick one.
Hey, listeners, would you rather feed a mouse to a boa constrictor or feed crickets to a tarantula?
Would you rather run in place on a hamster wheel or swim back and forth in a tank like a fish?
I'd rather run on my wheel. Then I'd feed crickets to my tarantula.
Not me. After I feed my boa constrictor, I'd rather do laps in my fish tank.
Joke Break.
Hey, Aaliyah, what's stranger than seeing a catfish?
What?
Seeing a goldfish bowl.
Nice strike, Goldie.
This before that. What's the right order?
We'll tell you some famous fictional pets. You figure out the order.
First one, put these pets in the order they appeared in books. Clifford the Big Red Dog, Curious George, and Wilbur the Pig. First came Curious George. He met the man in the yellow hat in 1941. Second is Wilbur, the Zuckerberg's pig. The book Charlotte's Web came out in 1952. Clifford came last. Emily Elizabeth's dog was in his first book in 1963.
Here's the next one for you. Put these pets in the order they appeared in the movies. Sven, Kristoff's pet reindeer in Frozen, Toothless, Hiccup's pet dragon in How to Train Your Dragon, and Toto, Dorothy's pet dog in The Wizard of Oz. First, Toto was in The Wizard of Oz in 1939. Next, Toothless was in How to Train Your Dragon in 2010. Finally, Sven was in Frozen in 2013. Why is Tiny staring at the door?
Looks like it's walk o'clock. Let's wrap up the show.
Only one more thing to do. Solve the riddle. Here it is one more time. I sound like a story. I'm found at an end. I'm part of a penny, a plane, and a friend. What am I?
What's the answer?
A tail.
Oh, of course. A penny, a plane, and man's best friend all have tails. Come here, Tiny. Let's get your leash on.
No, stop it, Leo. We've got to get these animals out of here.
Yeah, let's play again next time.
Say goodbye, Leo. Bye-bye. Bye, extrovert. Bye. That's very good. Oh, you're such a good boy.
Ready for another round? Check out both seasons of Extra Blurt on Pinna. Or try Brains On. Or Smash Boom Best. It's all on Pinna. Available on the App Store or Google Play.
Want to hear more? Subscribe to Pinna to listen to all the episodes, plus a ton of other awesome podcasts, audiobooks, and more. With content added daily, there is always something new to discover. Go to pinna.fm. That's PINNA.fm to start a free trial today.